Remember when working from home was like the new normal? Well, now it's like the office is calling some of us back, but not everyone is picking up the phone, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting how companies are figuring out this return to office thing. Some can't wait to get everyone back to their desks, while others are all about that flexible future.
Right. So to like really get into this, we're doing a deep dive into what's up with Microsoft and Amazon. Talk about two totally different approaches, right? There's this really interesting article we found from WebPro News that shows just how different they are. Seriously, it's got some good stuff in there.
Yeah, the most interesting part to me is how Microsoft is using like data, you know, to make decisions, especially when it comes to working remotely. They're not just saying work from anywhere. It's like they've got proof.
For real. And get this. Their study found that people working remotely were actually like 10% more productive. 10%. That's wild. It shows they're not all talk. They're actually doing it too.
Yeah, and that whole using data thing, that's like the heart of how they feel about return to office, or like people call it RTO. They're basically saying to their people, unless your work starts like falling apart at home, we're not going to drag you back.
It's like they're like giving out noise-canceling headphones instead of shining up the water cooler.
Right.
But really think about how that affects employees. Imagine your boss is like, what you get done matters more than where you sit.
It's a whole new way of thinking for sure. And it shows this bigger trend of focusing on results instead of just, you know, showing up. But not every company gets it.
Yeah, that brings us to Amazon. Now, to be fair, it's not like they're the only company struggling with this whole return to office thing, but they've kind of become like a warning sign.
Yeah, well, what's going on at Amazon just shows how hard it is and how a company can really mess up this RTO thing. They made it mandatory to come back to the office 5 days a week for certain jobs, and the employees, they're not happy.
Yeah, the article talked about how employees feel frustrated, even like betrayed, especially those who are hired remotely in the first place. It's like they signed up for one thing and now it's all different. One person even called the whole thing crazy.
Yeah, it just shows how important clear communication is and how important trust is between bosses and employees, especially now when work can be so flexible. When those things aren't there, it can really hurt morale and how much people get done.
And let's be real. Unhappy employees aren't exactly breaking any productivity records, you know. But here's the thing. This isn't just about some big tech companies fighting over office space. This is about understanding how work is changing and what it means for you.
Exactly. So you've got Microsoft doing things based on data, trusting their people, and then there's Amazon. Well, not so much. This shows something really important about the future of work. It's not about being pro-remote or pro-office. It's about what really works. And what works for one company, even one person, might not work for another.
Right, so we've talked about all the data behind how Microsoft is doing things, but the article also talks about this thing they call productivity paranoia. And let me tell you, it's a real thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Microsoft says this paranoia is a big reason why working remotely doesn't work out sometimes. It's this idea that if managers can't actually see their employees working, then they think the worst, right?
Right. It's like some bosses become like internet detectives or something, always checking in, sending those you there messages.
Yeah.
It's too much. And honestly, kind of insulting.
And in the end, it just doesn't work. That kind of micromanaging makes people not trust each other, it burns people out. You gotta give Microsoft credit for calling this out and saying, hey, this isn't good for anyone.
Exactly. Because let's be honest, there are going to be days when you're just not that productive. Doesn't matter where you are, life happens. And a good workplace gets that. It's about the results, not watching every little thing you do.
You got it. It's about trusting your team to manage their own time and get good work done no matter where they're at. And that's where that Microsoft study gets really interesting again.
Now, I don't know about you, but a 10% jump in productivity would definitely make my life easier. Makes you wonder what's really stopping us from embracing this whole flexible work thing.
And what's cool is that what Microsoft found isn't one of a kind. More and more research is saying that working remotely, when you do it right, can actually make people more productive and happier.
So we were talking about how Microsoft is seeing these awesome productivity gains with people working remotely. What's their secret?
Well, it's not really a secret, you know? It comes down to building trust, giving people flexibility, and caring about results instead of just hours worked.
Yeah, that makes sense. But what does that actually look like in practice? Like, how do they do it?
So the article talks about a few important things. One thing is, Microsoft is big on clear communication and setting goals. They want to be sure everyone's on the same page about what they're supposed to be doing and how it all fits into the big picture.
That's huge. I mean, nothing's worse than feeling lost at work, right? It just leads to frustration.
Exactly. And besides clear communication, they've also put a lot of effort into having the right tech and tools. Stuff that helps people work together and be productive remotely. They're not just like, good luck figuring it out on your own.
Right. It's one thing to say you're all about remote work, but it's another to actually give people the stuff they need to succeed.
For sure. And it's not even just the tech. Microsoft really cares about their employees' well-being and making sure they have a good work-life balance, which is super important when you're working remotely, and those lines can get blurry.
Okay, so they're basically saying, we trust you to get your work done wherever and whenever works best for you. But doesn't that mean employees need to be, like, really self-disciplined and responsible?
Absolutely. And they tackle that head on. Microsoft encourages their people to set boundaries, make their well-being a priority, and speak up if they need something.
So it's a two-way street. The company sets things up to support you, but you have to be responsible for your own work and well-being, too.
Totally. That kind of mutual trust and respect is key for any remote work situation to work well, whether you're at a huge company like Microsoft or somewhere smaller.
Okay, so let's say you're listening to this and you're thinking, my company would never be okay with remote work. What then? Should you just accept it and stay stuck in the office?
Not at all. This is where those tough conversations can be a really good thing.
Yeah, but how do you even start talking about that without sounding like you're just trying to get out of coming into the office?
This is where data comes in. Don't just show up and say, I work better from home. Bring actual examples of what you've accomplished, how well you've been doing, and how a more flexible setup would benefit the whole team.
Like, hey, remember that project I totally nailed last month? Yeah, I did that for my kitchen table while doing laundry.
Exactly. Show them what you've achieved, prove you can manage your time, and make it about more than just what you want.
And who knows, maybe you'll be the one to change your company's whole attitude.
It's possible. We're seeing more and more companies realize that being flexible is a good way to attract and keep talented people.
It's true. It's like, forget the ping pong tables and free snacks. Just let me work from my couch. Okay, maybe not on the couch.
But you get the idea. It shows how our priorities are changing. We value our time and freedom more.
Totally. Speaking of freedom, this whole Microsoft versus Amazon thing made me think. This productivity paranoia idea, isn't that also a trust issue at its core?
Absolutely. It shows a real disconnect. If employers don't think their employees will be productive remotely, there's a deeper problem beyond just where the work happens.
Right. Let's be real. There are days when you're just not as productive no matter where you are.
Exactly. Life happens, you know. A good work environment gets that. It's about focusing on results and trusting your team to manage their time well.
And isn't that way better in the long run? Who wants to be chained to their desk, literally or figuratively, all the time?
It's just not realistic or healthy, and I think companies are starting to see that. Burnout is a real thing, and it costs companies money.
Totally. And unhappy employees aren't exactly known for their amazing work. So it seems like Microsoft might be onto something with this whole trust and data thing.
Definitely. It's about building a culture of accountability and transparency. You set clear expectations, provide the tools and support people need, and trust them to deliver. And if problems come up, you deal with them in a positive way.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about Microsoft and Amazon. What about other companies? What are some other cool ways companies are handling this whole remote work thing?
That's a great question, and it's something we'll definitely look into in future deep dives. There are companies trying out hybrid models, flexible schedules, even fully remote teams with no central office at all.
Ooh, a deep dive on fully remote teams. I'm in. But for now, let's wrap up this Microsoft versus Amazon face-off with some key takeaways, especially for you, our awesome listeners. So, yeah, we've covered a lot of ground, from how Microsoft is all about data to how Amazon is... Well, a little more old school, you could say.
Yeah, and we saw how those different ways of doing things are affecting, like, how employees feel, how much they're getting done, even how people see the company.
Totally. But this isn't just about these two big tech companies, right? It's about what work is going to look like for everyone.
Exactly. So let's bring it back to you, our listeners. What are the big takeaways from all this?
Well, first off, it's clear that the old way of doing things, the 9-to-5, everyone in the office thing, that's changing. People are looking for more flexibility, more focus on results.
And it's not like... this is just a phase or something. Data, technology, even just understanding what makes people want to work hard. It's all pushing this change.
Right. So if you feel stuck in a job or at a company that just isn't getting with the times, don't be afraid to say something.
Yeah. Speak up for yourself, what you need, the kind of place you work best in. But come prepared, you know? Have data to back you up, not just what you want.
And remember, you've got more power than you think. The future of work is flexible. It's the people who are willing to change and fight for what works who are shaping it.
Absolutely. If you're someone who does their best work remotely, show them. Prove you can manage your time and deliver amazing work wherever you are.
And if your company isn't into it, well, maybe there's another one out there that is. Companies are realizing that being flexible is good for business.
It helps them find and keep talented people, get more done, and have happier employees overall.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, here's something to think about.
If companies like Microsoft are using data to decide their work policies, what's stopping you from doing the same?
Ooh, I like that. How can you figure out what works best for you?
Think about it. Track how productive you are, figure out when you do your best work, put numbers to what you've achieved.
And then you go to your manager, your team, even HR with that information.
The future of work is in your hands. Be proactive, know your stuff, and don't be afraid to create the workplace you want.
Couldn't have it better myself. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.